This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/cag.
When is the Major Lazer concert in Fortnite? Next year during Coachella. Cheap ass gamer.
Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 633. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who... Shipwreck, help me out here. A man who... what?
That's a good question.
A man who... Wombat, help me out here.
A man who'll be older in 2 days.
Oh! Forgot about that.
It's almost birthday month.
Exactly. It's the most important time of the year.
No, it's almost ground zero. It's not birthday month. It's, you know, it's time.
This birthday month, is it? Does it start before the day, or is it start after?
No, it starts the day of. Okay. So when the show's out, it'll be the pre-day. This is the day you can prepare.
It doesn't start the last week of April.
We all need to prepare for the coming of Wombat's birthday.
Mm-hmm. And then the day is Saturday. And then, you know, we have like the next like 4 weeks after that.
I thought you were going to have there was like a rumor of a Zoom birthday party.
I know, I was going to, I need to get that together. I mean, guess it's
today's Thursday
now.
Night.
I know, I suck. What do you want from me?
I want a Zoom birthday party.
It's too late to put together a Zoom.
Yeah, how's everybody going to plan?
No, it really isn't. No, I'll send you guys something tomorrow. At this point, it'll be probably something smaller than, I don't know, 8. I have no idea.
Who else is going to be there? I want to know if I'm going to show up or not.
Yeah.
Might be busy.
Right.
Exactly. We'll all just, you know, drink a beer on camera and be like, hey, and that'll be it.
Birthday.
How old are you, 40?
Exactly.
43?
I'll be 43 on Saturday, yeah.
Yep.
Who? No one thought I'd make it that far.
You didn't. You're the one that didn't think.
I'm still 46, I think, is where it's, you know, that's the end for me. Mm-hmm. But we got 3 years left. Make them count.
3 years of quality.
Uh-huh.
Quality content.
Speaking of Zoom, see, I'm getting us back on track.
Track?
Quickly.
Speaking of track...
Speaking of track and Zoom. So we've all been doing our own independent Zooms with like, so am I the only person that's spoken to people that I haven't spoken to in like 20 years because of the quarantine on Zoom meetings that have been set up by like family, friend groups or other groups?
Not 20 years.
Such as.
Some people, maybe.
Such as like my fraternity brothers who I haven't spoken to some since I graduated, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I had a 15-person, more than that, it was like 20-person Zoom chat right before this.
How drunk was everybody?
They weren't, you know, it was like a good mix of some people weren't drinking at all, some people had like a drink.
Sounds like your fraternity was different than my fraternity.
Right.
Yeah, no one was drunk during the Zoom call, no, it wasn't that throwback. There was a lot of talk about, hey, remember that time that you passed out in the blank? And my wife, who could hear everything we were saying, do you guys ever say anything nice about one of each other? Well, I'm like, no, that doesn't happen.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Right. When I joined my fraternity call, mid-call, uh-huh. they were, the host of the Zoom call was on Facebook screen sharing, looking up different girls from college, you know, 20-something mm-hmm. years after the fact. Huh. And then they were just all commenting on the girls, like how they were looking and regaling the stories of yesteryear and things like that. You know, and then as soon as I joined in, then they're like, they're pulling up my old girlfriend and everybody's laughing. And, you know, that's all good fun, I guess.
mine was much more subtle when we had mine. We're going to do another one of mine with my fraternity soon.
Right.
Yeah, our tonight one was our second one.
Okay.
Because we had done one before. And yeah, it's just a lot of reminiscing and catching up and saying hello. And sometimes kids walk in and out of the frame. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah. And then you have to worry that they're going to hear something horrible. Because you can't trust your friends to not be horrible.
No, I don't. No, I just don't care.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really care.
Let them do say something horrible.
Do your worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, no, it was fun.
It was fun.
Good times. It's a little positive thing to come out of this whole national nightmare that we're living.
Right. Yeah, no, I texted one of my... like high school friends who I hadn't texted in like 11 years or something like that,
mm-hmm.
because my parents are selling their house and they were pulling out all these photos. And one of the photos was me and him and our respective girlfriends at the time. So I just sent him, I looked him up on Facebook Messenger. I saw he sent me a message 11 years ago and I'm like, just following up. And here's this picture of us. Meanwhile, he's not a doctor. He's a physician's assistant. I'm pretty sure it's called, which is like right below a doctor. It's not. I was trying to explain it to Ty, and he's like, "Oh, they take notes." It's like, no, they do like the surgeries and stuff. And he does normally elective heart surgeries, but now all these guys are dealing with with COVID-19, and he's just like, "I can't wait for this to be over." Like, all I'm doing now is dealing with like the sickest people all day, and it's just very bad. Mm-hmm. It's like, we should get together when this is over. Like, yeah, that sounds good. But yeah, not as fun as the fraternity call. When your friends weren't that drunk. I mean, some of them.
No, they really weren't. No one was drinking heavily. It was a lot of, oh my God, one of my fraternity brothers was giving us like his financial advice on what you should do with your mortgage.
Oh my God, like, that was not what was happening.
What happened to you? When I met him, he was in the army. I'm like...
Right. Well, that makes sense. The army, keeps you in line.
He was like a tough guy. But now it's like, this is what you should do with your finances.
Right.
It's funny.
I like it. I think going through Facebook was more fun. Like on a forced tour.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We talked about people that weren't there, but we didn't
go. Right, you need the visual aids.
It's and important. Usually it would be like the other guys in the fraternity. And if they were there, we would have said the same things.
Right.
Because we're not jerks like you.
Oh, no. Well, we're mostly making fun of each other, too. Mm-hmm. One of these guys said he went back to the fraternity like a couple of months ago to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
was saying that the people, like all the kids are very respectful of one another. And they don't make fun of each other. And they don't, like, comment about each other's ethnicities and whatnot.
One of the guys on our chat is the alumni chair for the fraternity. So he goes there relatively often. And he was telling us that when I was in the fraternity, we built a beer pong table from scratch.
Right.
Like, fancy shellacked it, the whole thing. Like, we spent a long time working on it, and apparently it's in the new house because now they're in like a big fancy house, right. Not a shithole like I lived in,
right.
But they have it like in a special place. It's like memorabilia, like at a Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh wow,
this original beer pong table, like it's something from, I don't know, a long time ago. That's all I got. So like something from a long time ago, like something from National Treasure.
Must have been a quality beer pong table.
It was a quality beer pong table. It is now technically a museum piece.
Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had that kind of storage.
Yeah. What can you do?
Nothing. Can't store that shit.
Nothing. Yeah.
What else? Did you buy yourself any birthday presents for your...
I got a birthday check. which I immediately spent.
From the government?
No, I got it from my in-laws. Oh. No, and I didn't spend that much.
Right. What'd you buy?
I bought, because the sound bar that I had on my TV in the living room is the same sound bar I got when I lived in my apartment in Manhattan right before we moved.
Right.
So that would make it over 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it was time for a new one.
Sure.
So I got, and it was the one, the most recommended one by our listeners on Twitter by far, was this Vizio 5.1 soundbar.
Mm.
And it's got the two speakers that go in the back.
Good amount of points.
Yeah, exactly. It's got the point and the one. Mm-hmm. So I have the bar, I got the subwoofer, and now I have two speakers in the back, which I've never had before. Never had the whole full surround sound,
are
and it was
wired?
Very easy.
You still don't have the speakers in the back.
They are wired speakers.
Oh, they. Oh, they, oh! I thought you got a sound bar though.
He did, but it
I
has,
have the sound.
It's got. You can't have 5.1 unless you have speakers, right?
Well,
yeah. It has the sound bar under the TV.
Yep.
Which has three speakers.
Got it. Understood.
It's got the subwoofer, and that and the subwoofer is where the wires for the two other speakers go.
Right.
And they fit very nicely under the rug because I don't have carpeting. I have a rug. And the wires can't be seen at all. It took about a minute to set up. A little, you know, maneuvering of the couch, but that was about it.
Nice. How much?
And I got it at Target with my 5% off for using my red card. It was $190.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like, oh my God, expensive.
No,
it wasn't the cheapest thing either, but it sounds really good. And, you know, Shipwreck will appreciate this. I was playing Borderlands 3 in 5.1 surround sound. It's like a whole different game.
Is it?
You can hear people behind you,
uh-huh.
and the sound is coming from behind you,
uh-huh.
and it's weird.
I'm just happy for you on that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. It's, you know...
My son's also not used to it because we were playing a game the other day and he immediately got up and went behind our couch to figure out where the water was coming from in his Gigantosaurus game.
Nice.
Exactly. No, we were watching something. We were watching, I don't know, does it matter? No. But the scene was the two actors were in a record store and the music was coming out of
yes,
the
we know how surround sound works, Wombat. We've experienced most of us have experienced surround sound before.
I'm just saying.
But welcome to 1998.
I'm not used to a world where when you buy things and they work immediately.
Right. No, we have the surround sound technology. And so cheap.
Yeah.
So cheap now.
Yeah. I appreciate it. That's all. I got something. It's nice and it works.
Good. I like when that happens.
Where are you putting your surround, your rear speakers at? I'm trying to just picture where they're at.
Oh, they're just on either end of the couch because I have the two end tables.
Okay. So they're just, I mean, they're literally right behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of sounds from the back.
Well, you can lower it.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I could lower it.
I could do whatever. Yes, I could change the amount of audio that comes out of there. Right now, I'm kind of enjoying it, so why would I change that? Yeah.
Just getting hit from the back all the time.
Yeah. Well, they're not like behind me, but yes, they're to the left and right at the corners of the couch.
Good.
So
I'm happy.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for being happy for me.
I'm mad.
I appreciate it.
I'm mad
it's
at
a
you.
Nice little toy. You should be. I got myself a little toy.
Good.
My wife said to me, because when the check came in, she goes, what are you going to use this for? And I said, I don't know, probably pay the landscaper.
Right.
And she goes, are you really going to use your birthday money on a bill? You're stuck in this house by yourself something?
You moron.
Yeah. So I bought myself something that's, you know, house useful.
It's good.
Yeah.
My sound system is almost 15 years old, so I'm just waiting for it to die, and I'm not looking forward to having to figure out something like that. So I hope it never dies.
Are your basement ceiling, it's not drop ceiling, right?
There's not much room in there.
It is drop ceiling though?
I mean it's not drop ceiling.
It's not.
It's not, okay. No. It's not. But I have a simulated surround sound, like this sound projector, and it does a really good job of like stuff like water behind you and video games and things like that. It's obviously not going to be as intense as like a real speakers, but it it wasn't cheap when I got it 15 years ago, and I think it really works great. So I don't want it to die. And plus, setting up all that shit.
You spend a lot of money.
Setting up all that shit is really annoying, and especially with the new consoles coming out and with these different HDCP things that are happening that I don't even know about. Like, I just don't want to deal with any of that shit.
You can never know about them. They just spring them.
No, you, yeah.
You can't prepare.
Right now, I have it.
Prepare.
I know everyone was telling me all the different ways to, like, do you have it set up this way or do you have it set up this way? Because when the new consoles come out, you need to set it up. I'm like, whoa. I just actually I started out with the optical cable, just, you know, right from the bar right into the TV.
Right.
And now I'm using HDMI ARC.
Yep. Yep.
Because apparently that's supposed to be better.
Who knows what will work? I mean, look, it either works or it doesn't for the most part.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to happen with the new consoles? So, like, I just don't want to. Who wants to deal with all that shit? Not me. All right, let's do some show feedback.
Yeah. So how do we want to do this? Do we want to start with the winners?
What winners?
Sure. What are we talking about?
Well, we had 96 comments all about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Great. I love Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was a successful contest, I think, from my standpoint, from my POV.
Right. We just forgot to ask for any money.
Well, you know, next time.
But we have five people who are going to win, who have already won and don't know that they've won.
Yeah, Sonic I mean, some really nice people like Fly Brion, Ace the Grocer, Sokotoa Guy, Arrowmane, and Zombie Hendrix.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How do they claim their prize, Shipwreck?
They will need to send me or you their address so that I can send it to the fine folks that made the Sonic the Hedgehog movie so they can send it out.
Yeah,
to
and
them.
They just need to PayPal me the shipping costs.
Wait, what?
That is not true.
Why you? You don't have, you're not in possession of anything.
Right. That was the joke, right. You see.
These are still in the hands of Paramount. So
yes.
Get them straight from the Sonic source.
Right. Enjoy those.
Yeah, it was fun. That's a good movie. I will be buying it on Blu-ray. So enjoy your free copies.
Nice. Yes.
Excellent.
How about some more show feedback?
Yeah, speaking of pooping at school, Harry McBack has to say, I only pooped in high school in an emergency since the stalls in the boys' bathroom didn't have any doors.
Yeah, I think that was mine too, I feel.
Additionally, I had a boss who was a big bathroom talker. And he would like, if I was in the bathroom, and he would be like, hey, and I would be like, I'm in the bathroom. I don't want to talk. And he goes, and once he even said, he goes, I could tell you don't like talking to me when you're in the bathroom. But, you know, I went to an all boys school and there were no doors on the stalls. Ugh. And it was like, and we always used to just hang out and poop together. I'm like, I don't care.
Gross.
Yeah.
Great.
So, additionally, the stalls were exactly opposite the mirrors over the sink, so you'd see people shitting when washing your hands.
Oh, God, why?
There were decent bathrooms in the pool locker room and the dressing rooms for the theater.
Oh, God. So you have to join drama if you want to be able to take a shit in peace, basically?
Or just sneak in, I guess.
Weird. Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really did not take a shit ever in high school.
I don't.
All that sounds fine to me.
Shitting with the doors, with people with the mirrors over the sink.
That's fine. That's probably weird. Did that. This all sounds familiar to me.
Right. Why? Is that so the kids are not like either smoking in the bathroom?
So the kids weren't smoking.
Or masturbating?
Seriously? I think, well.
Both?
Smokerbaiting?
Smoking, probably. Both. For the most part.
Mostly smoking while masturbating.
Yeah. Right. You got two hands.
Mm-hmm. Just remember which one's doing what.
Right. Can be bad. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's. What else we got here in show feedback?
Bellerophorm had to say, it's good to hear that your kids are doing their homework, even if it's quick. We teachers are trying to figure out this new modality. Thanks for the support at home.
Right. It's good to hear from your kids that they're doing their homework from your kids. And then you get the email from the teacher saying, a lot of kids aren't doing the homework. Please, parents, double check to make sure your kids are doing the homework. And then you check, and then they're not doing the homework.
Oh, no.
They're doing some of the homework, but just the homework they feel like doing.
Oh.
So it's very annoying. So
this sounds like sounds less like an anecdote and more like a story from someone's real life.
You're correct. It's it's hard. You know, the kids have to have more willpower because mm-hmm. everything's sort of out of sight. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, you know, like Orange Theory's got all these workouts from home that you can do, but the whole reason I joined Orange Theory is because I have no willpower and I can't do this stuff at home by myself. That's why I joined in the first place. So it is very hard during these times to have that sort of dedication and, I guess, willpower.
Yeah. With my son, who's younger, it's a lot easier because I actually send, like, they actually have like a schedule that almost looks like a calendar.
Right.
It is a calendar. And it's for the week. And it says, this is what you should do on Wednesday. This is what, and it's like a little checklist. And we could check off every, we could print it out and check off everything.
Yeah, that's what we need. That would be great.
That would be great. But with my daughter, because it's all different teachers and different classes right. and everything's different, it's not as organized. Like she has, like the English will be due at 3 o'clock on Friday, but the social studies is due at 8 a.m. on Monday. And it's like all pain in the ass.
Google Classroom needs like a checkbox printer for all of your upcoming assignments.
Something. But then again, but it also, yeah, it's all about it being entered in a more organized fashion, though, too. And, you know, some sort of collusion with the teachers right. and how it gets entered.
All I want to do is have to do nothing. And then Ty does his schoolwork. That's all I ask. Is that too much to ask?
Although my son does like to wake up so he could get alone time with his teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she does office hours in the morning. Oh. And we could bribe my son by saying, if you get up early enough, you'll have time where it's just you and your teacher.
Ooh.
And his teacher's cute, so he likes to see his teacher.
Sure. Waka wah. Waka waka wah.
Yeah. Yep.
No, we haven't done any of that. They don't do video stuff.
No, Sabrina, actually, she did have something with one of her teachers where it was, the assignment was to log on and listen to the lesson, and every student was going to be told by the teacher a unique word to prove that they were there, and they had to enter in the word, and that was the assignment.
Awesome. Yeah, no, because it's because the kids have no, they know they have a lot of leeway. They know they have like an entire day to do an hour's worth of work probably. And that's hard because you're just like, if you have a computer, you're on YouTube. I had to block YouTube from Ty's computer. And because it's just.
With Sabrina, it's Netflix. She has watched The Flash on Netflix, the entire series.
Right.
Three times.
Too many. Why? You better cancel.
I don't know. And every time I walk in there, I go, why are you watching this again? What could you possibly glean from it that you didn't get from it the first time?
Very deep on that.
It's like exactly. Like, what are you learning about? Well, Iris in this episode, you could see that her costume is, I'm like, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
There's so much shit to watch anyway.
That's what I keep saying. I'm like, why don't you try something else? She watched Lock and Key. I guess we've sort of stumbled into watches. But
let's stumble in
there. She watched Lock and Key, which she liked very much.
Yeah, it looks kind of good.
I didn't watch that. Yeah, exactly. But apparently someone has watched like 100 things.
Me. It's all me.
What did you watch?
We rented Trolls World Tour because McElroy's tied.
I think you mentioned that last week.
I think I mentioned it on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, because we watched it after the show, I think. Or maybe we did. I don't know. Who knows? They all blend together. But the movie was cute. It's very weird as the first one, just like the first one. I don't know. You know what it is. Apparently it made a lot of money, or it did. What was the, it set some record, right, Wombat?
Yeah, it set the Universal's record for highest grossing digital release, or maybe just the record for digital first release.
Right.
I don't know. It made $100 million in its first 2 weeks, which is more than it made in its first 6 weeks in theaters or something ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
The first one. Yeah. So it did well, but not well enough where Black Widow's going to go VOD.
It wasn't a game changer, per se.
Yeah. Yeah.
We enjoyed it, though. It was, you know, look, a lot of hours to fill. When your kid says he did his homework, but he didn't really, you know?
Yeah.
So we watched that, and there's a lot of new stuff on Netflix that we've been watching. There's a series, I think my highest recommendation out of all the stuff that we've watched recently is this teen comedy, like sitcom, dramedy, I don't know what you would call it. It's called Never Have I Ever. And it's about this American Indian, it's about everything basically, but it stars an American Indian girl and she's in like an American Indian household and dealing with that and dealing with being a teenager. I like those like high school, like teen comedies, but this one is hilariously funny. I laughed out loud several times. It's narrated by John McEnroe. You'll find out why. It's very weird, but they've managed to, I've only watched the first two episodes. They've managed to cram a million things in the first two episodes and have it be like, you know, very good and very funny. So I would definitely recommend
check
that.
I'll check that out.
And yeah, it's maybe a little too adult for Sabrina. Maybe. Like the second episode is about her losing her virginity or trying to lose her virginity.
Okay.
It's very funny and it doesn't happen. It's really good. Never Have I Ever. That I'd recommend. We also watched the show called 100 Humans. You know what that is? It's also on Netflix. That's like this human experimentation show where they get 100 people to volunteer and then they test out different theories by running them through experiments. Some of them make sense and some of them don't. So one of them was they wanted to see if there was a correlation for being a good dancer and having a high sperm count, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, they're trying to show like a good dancer is more like masculine or something, but I don't know that sperm count is the best measure of that. By the way, there was no correlation, in case you're wondering. That show was kind of dumb. I don't know if I'd recommend that one, 100 Humans. You watched Extraction?
I did.
Because we thought about watching that.
I watched it.
That's Chris Evans?
Chris Hemsworth. How dare you?
I don't know. They're all these Chris's.
It's a blonde Chris with big arms.
Superhero.
He plays superheroes.
Right.
I don't know how you can confuse them.
It's supposed to be pretty good, I think, right?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's got some action.
It's an action movie. It is. It's not as like, I know this part of me wanted it to be more 80s throwback action movie.
Right.
It's not quite that. It doesn't have humor at all, like at any point.
Okay, right. I was going to ask what makes an 80s action movie different than...
An 80s action movie is Arnold Schwarzenegger shoots a guy and says, you know, I'll be back. Or, you know,
right.
Cash that check, sucker. Or whatever he says, you know? Like there's a quip.
Right. He cuts off a guy's hands and he goes, give that man a hand.
Exactly. You said you'd kill me last. I lied. You know, none of that is in that.
Charm.
Don't expect it. Yeah, exactly. Don't expect there to be any charm. It's a charmless, bleak movie but there's a lot of shooting. So if you really want to see a movie, that's just a lot of like, the action scenes are very good, but everything in between is very dour and very depressing.
Right.
And everyone is a dick.
That's also a Netflix jam.
Yeah, that sounds like everything that's on Netflix.
Yeah, everyone is like, no one is, you know, whatever. That's
okay. We may watch
it. I think you should check it out. I don't think you'd hate it.
Yeah, it's hard. We don't watch a lot of movies. Just we like things that are 45 minutes or less.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just saying it's worth a watch.
Right.
We watched the Power Rangers movie 3 times today.
Why?
I can't.
People are getting mad at you on the internet for watching bad movies repeatedly.
They are?
Yes.
Who are these people getting mad at me?
They're getting mad at you for saying that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 was good in any way. They did not like that.
Okay.
They were mad for you just watching Power Rangers specifically, I think somebody.
Well, it's my kids watching it. Like,
but you're watching it too.
Well, I'm in the room. Yes,
they want you to leave.
This is where I'm working at.
You and your kids should watch Extraction.
Yeah, they'd love it.
They
would love that. They would never sleep again.
Or 2001: A Space Odyssey. They'll sleep in the very soon after it starts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. Oh, so I also watched with Mrs. Cheapy, we watched Cooked with Cannabis. Or is it Cooking with Cannabis? I'm not sure.
I think it's Cooking.
It could be. I don't know. It's something with cannabis. It's another Netflix show. It's another new Netflix show.
That's a cooking show.
That's a cooking show with weed. As you would, it's exactly like you would expect, except the weed aspect of it is very lame. They basically just make regular food, and then they have like these jars of like weed olive oil or weed butter, and they just adding it to like the regular food, and they tell you how much they're putting in, and it's a very small amount. So it's not like you even getting to see the people who are eating the food. And I guess I don't think we've made it to the end. I am assuming that they're getting judged because there's a winner. You don't get to see the people like being like super high or anything. It was kind of, lame. I gotta say.
So it's not Nailed It is what you're saying.
What's Nailed It?
You never watched Nailed It?
No.
Oh, Nailed It's a good cooking show on Netflix.
Oh, they get the loser gets nailed to the wall with a like.
No,
one of those
they
nail guns.
So they show like these ornate cakes, right? Yeah. And then the contestants have to bake their version of that cake, and they always do a terrible job.
Oh, this is the one that they made fun of on.
Oh, it's great! Nicole Byer is hysterical, and Jacques Torres is the celebrity chef on it, and he's having the best time he's ever had in his life. And these people do horrible job baking cakes. And every time they reveal how terrible it is, you can't not laugh at it.
Yeah. All right.
You could watch that with Ty. Like, that's a good family show.
Right. Unlike the weed show?
Unlike the weed show.
To be honest, the weed show is so lame that it is family friendly. That's how lame it is.
And those episodes are only like 22 minutes. So you could like burn through that.
All right.
And there's like five seasons. There's a Hanukkah episode.
Nailed it. Got it.
Yes. Nailed it. Watch the Hanukkah episode.
I'm on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch The Midnight Gospel?
I did watch the first episode.
I watched the first episode also. I didn't love it.
Correct. That we had the correct reaction, Mrs. Cheapy and I.
Okay.
I couldn't really figure out what they were trying to do. They like it's an interview with
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew and the guy who does Adventure Time, right?
He's not the interviewee. It's just that's who did the animation.
Who's the interviewee?
I forget his name. He's a comedian, a stand-up.
So they basically have a regular interview about...
It's from a podcast. They took a podcast and animated it.
But then they added some stuff to it to make
it... Yes, a little bit.
Because there's like a story involved. Like Dr. Drew's the president. Didn't make a lot of sense. I didn't love it.
No, I didn't love
it
either.
Seemed like I should love it.
Exactly. I don't disagree with you. These are all things... Everything you're saying is true. This is something that when you tell me what it is... I should like it.
Right.
And then I watch it and I don't.
Right.
And then I'm confused.
Right. I showed Mrs. Chibi like the trailer for it on Netflix. And I was like, oh, this is like for us. Of course we're going to like this. And then we were very confused why we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the second one is better. Maybe Dr. Drew is.
I'm high-fiving you from here.
Awesome.
What else
we got here and watch this, bitches? I see we still have more stuff.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Middle Ditch and Schwartz, and that is very funny and totally worth your time.
That's the improv thingy?
That's the improv show with Thomas Middleditch and Ben Schwartz, speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog, the voice of Sonic, Ben Schwartz. It's a completely improvised hour-long comedy special that they did live on stage. There's no script. Nothing's planned. How they get the setup, though, is really funny. Like, just getting the setup was really funny. And that whole first episode and how it all comes together at the end, it's really impressive. It's impressive that how they do it. It's impressive that it's consistently funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the guy from Sonic. I knew the other guy, but I didn't realize. He's from The Office. Not The Office. Parks and Rec, right?
Also. Yes. Okay. Jean Raphael.
Got it. Cool. Yep.
Yeah. So watch that.
All right.
That's funny. It'll make you laugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I would say that one Ty could probably watch.
All right.
At least the first episode, I could say. I don't know about the other two.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Am I the only one watching The Last Dance?
What's that?
It's the
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, that's the Michael Jordan thing. Yeah.
Well, it's not entirely about Michael Jordan.
There were other big name players on that team.
Right. And
but you know.
And there's four episodes.
I can even name them.
Right. The first episode's about Jordan, the second episode's about Pippen, the third episode's about Rodman, and the fourth is about Phil Jackson. so far. There's 10 episodes in total.
Wow.
But
so
they,
who do they talk about on episode by episode 10? And the janitor was a great man.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about. It's incredible that like this is all footage that they all pieced together from so many years ago.
And they gotta check that out.
They made it look like not totally grainy either. Like somehow they made it that basketball from that era watchable on a HDTV. Like a lot of times it's just like you can't even tell what's going on. But it's really good. I wish they would put it out quicker because they only put out 2 episodes a week on Sundays.
Oh, 2 a week.
Yeah, they put That's out good. 2 a week. It's still not enough. Like you get done watching one and they always ended on like a kind of a hey, come back and watch the next episode type of thing. Right. And then
watch where Robin's about to put his penis.
Right. Exactly.
You won't believe it.
The origin of Charles Oakley's glasses.
Have you ever watched the Rodman 30 for 30?
No. Maybe.
That one's really good.
Is that the one where they talk about him breaking his penis 3 times?
I know. Yeah, he did. I know about that. He's been a frequent guest on Howard Stern, so I pretty much know his whole life story.
Snapped his penis 3 times?
Yeah. Yep. And
you got to be careful. Yeah. You don't want to snap it. Yeah.
And he was married to Carmen Electra, and he was in bed with another woman. And Carmen Electra walks into the hotel room and he's like trying to convince her that the woman just like fell out of the ceiling into the bed. Didn't know how she got there.
Did she buy it?
I mean,
no,
that happens.
They got divorced. Oh. Right after that.
That does happen.
Right. Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to check out The Last Dance if I can convince Mrs. Chibi.
It's really good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, everybody was watching those Bulls teams in that era. So it's real interesting because Michael Jordan doesn't do a lot of interviews. So just that they got access to him and like just have him sitting in his house, like being completely honest about stuff is pretty off character for him, which is interesting to see.
Nice. I just remember him selling us Hanes.
Mm-hmm. He did do that.
He did. He probably sold all 3 of us Hanes at some point.
Not the same pair, though.
Says you.
Right. All right.
You don't know what I'm wearing.
Let's move on. Hey, let's talk about Harry's. You know, now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. And Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you so you can experience the quality of a Harry's shave without leaving your home. Wombat, what do you love most about shaving with Harry's?
I love that when I shave with Harry's after having not shaved for way too long and then I have a company-wide Zoom meeting, people notice that I've shaved. And that is a fact.
You gotta not get in the rut of not shaving during this time.
I know.
Time of-
and if I'm gonna shave, I'm glad I have Harry's for that. And that is a fact.
Yes, of course. I'm lucky that I have a Target like really close to my house and no one goes there, so I can stock up on all the good stuff, including all like the facial products. I just shaved last night, actually, because, you know, Mrs. Chibi doesn't have to go to work in the morning. So I got a lot more quality time with the missus, is what I'm saying. And I lubed up my head with the post-shave balm. It was fantastic. Of course, Harry's is a return to the essential. Essential quality durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. They've cut out the middleman manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. And best of all, there's no risk to you for trying them out. Harry stands behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/cag. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go, but you're not going anywhere. So you can just walk around your house with your travel blade cover and pretend. Anyway, go to harrys.com/cag to start shaving better today. That's harrys.com/cag. Thank you, Harry's. Keep me
breaking
looking.
News. Whoa, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
My son just lost a tooth.
That's breaking news. He's still awake now?
Yes, I did. Let's see. Well, that's gross. Get out of here, pumpkin face.
Go to bed. It's 10 something.
Well, he lost a tooth. It fell out.
He was sleeping?
Probably in bed. I don't know about asleep. That's a stretch.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to new releases.
Okay.
It's time.
Yes.
It's that time.
There's some stuff. Some stuff came out.
Yeah.
I know, Cheapy, you played last week a little bit of Moving Out, but it's officially out now.
Yes, it's on Game Pass, actually.
It is.
I downloaded it. I didn't play it, but I downloaded it.
Surprise. Mm-hmm.
Surprise, I pre-ordered it, and then it came on Game Pass.
That's why they don't tell you. Right. Surprise. That's
really funny. I'm laughing at both y'all.
No, I got a review copy.
Yeah, he got a review.
I know. Yeah. I know. I got a review copy of a game this week, too. So.
Oh, slow down there. Oh, we're talking about Moving Out.
Right.
We've been playing
talk
more.
About Moving Out.
We've been playing more, and I will tell you, if you played Overcooked, Moving Out, there's a lot less yelling, I gotta say, from me. It's a lot less, you don't feel the pressure as much. It's more about the frustration of the other people not being able to like to know how to carry a couch out of a room. It's a different type of frustration as the people like not getting the rice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, I think a kitchen is just much more of a high pressure environment than moving out of a house. Even though you're on the clock, it's the exact same premise of a game. You got the bronze, silver, and gold times, and you try to move out as quickly as possible. But somehow there's no yelling. I don't know why. There's this. They should do that on 100 Humans. Figure out why that is. But because I still get frustrated with them from not being good. I'm like, what, you've never carried a couch before? And they probably haven't, because Ty's 12 and can't lift anything, and Shima's can't lift anything either. But whatever. It's fun. Moving Out. Definitely, if you have Game Pass, it's a no-brainer. Great couch co-op.
And then also on Game Pass, Streets of Rage is on Game Pass.
Yes. I played a bunch of that today.
I got to level 2, and then I didn't beat level 2, and I didn't feel like starting from the beginning.
You have to start over?
Yes.
What?
Yep. If you die and lose all your lives, you don't continue from right where you left off. You have to go all the way back to the beginning.
All the way back?
All the way back to the beginning of that level.
Oh, the level. Oh, who cares? Yeah. The levels are short. Okay. Oh, it's really, it's first of all, it's, I was pretty blown away by it, by the quality of it. It's the art.
It looks great.
The animation, the art, the colors, how bright it looks. The homage to the old games, from the music to the characters. It's just really well done. And I've come to realize, and the combat's really fun and accessible. And I feel like I would play this game with a different skin, you know, like if it was a licensed property, like some comic book licensed property that
you
made sense.
You mean the 90s?
What do you mean? No. What do you mean?
That was basically the 90s.
Yeah, that was they took all the beat 'em ups and put skins on them.
Yeah, that was the X-Men game.
Yeah.
Or maybe before the Turtles
game. But this is really well done. And I'm saying
were those games. The Simpsons.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on
Streets of Rage
saying.
Was always a little bit better than all of them though.
I have very fond memories of the first Streets of Rage game on the Genesis.
I hope I unlock the rollerblade guy at some point.
That was 2?
2, yeah. Yeah, I think so. He's not in it yet. But you unlock characters as you go, because I already unlocked somebody.
Oh, cool.
But
that's
he didn't
good
have,
to know.
Didn't have rollerblades, though. It's really, I mean, yeah. I don't know what comic would fit in there, but just because the art style of the game and the way that the color, I don't know, it's really bright somehow and colorful. I don't know. I don't think I would get tired of that, you know, that setup. And I think there's online play too.
There is. We could play together. You could help me beat level 2.
Yep. And you can play 4 players, couch co-op. All right, what else we got?
I've been playing. I was provided a code for SnowRunner.
SnowRunner,
which is a sequel to MudRunner. If you ever played that.
Oh, I'm gonna Google that. I know what
MudRunner is. It's a truck driving simulation.
Yes.
Not like trucking, like cross-country trucking. It's like heavy machinery. You drive real slow, and you have to be really aware of where you're driving, and it's not easy to control the vehicle.
Oh, I'm looking at the video.
Okay.
And like, and it's fun and engaging.
Is it? Because I could feel like there could be a zen to
it's
it.
It's a little bit of both. It's like this. It's zen when you're in the zone. But you'll also like, oh, I have to make a left turn here. And then it's like, oh, wait, I'm in a giant truck and I may be going too fast and I'm about to hit that fire hydrant. Or do I take the detour, which has me drive through the mud and I have to go really slow and it's going to take like 6 minutes? Or do I see if my truck can actually drive through this water river thing and not stall?
By the way, I'm watching just gameplay videos of it while you're talking, and this guy drove his truck. It's completely vertical with the hood of the car touching the ground and all the tires are in the air.
Yeah, oh, he's using the winch.
And no, he's stuck. He's got his truck stuck the wrong way.
Yeah.
He's stuck. He's nosedived and he's just standing straight up with the grill into the ground.
Yeah. You can get stuck. I did with the pickup truck. I went around the detour, but when I got like the heavy duty hauler, I went right through that river and I made it. And it
looks pretty cool. I got to be honest.
It's cool, but I mean, again, it's niche. You got to know what you're getting into in a game like that. It's definitely a not for everybody.
Right.
I do want to play more of it. There's just a lot there right now, but.
It looks like it's like Death Stranding without the ridiculous story.
It kind of is. I mean, there's definitely. I mean, I didn't play Death Stranding, but from what I know about it, it is that similar kind of, you know, balance the game. So,
Right.
Yep.
Cool.
SnowRunner. MudRunner is on Game Pass, and that's the game that came before this, and it's similar.
Right,
so you could try that first, since you technically already paid for it. Mm-hmm.
Cool. What else we got?
Is there anything else?
Gears Tactics. People are talking about Gears Tactics.
I'm looking
on PC.
Forward to that coming on out on the Xbox, and then I will play it. Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It is. Did it got good reviews,
late
I guess?
May, I believe, it'll be out on consoles for us to play.
Let's see. 82%.
Okay.
On the meta.
Those are decent numbers, yeah.
Let's move on to news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. Although I do feel that we should probably change this to like Wombat's Fortnite,
something or other.
It's Borderlands 3.
Yeah,
now.
Wombat on the border. News from the border.
How's your Borderlands 3 going?
It's going well. I'm level. Have I hit? I'm over level 20. I might be level 24. Does that sound like a number? That's a number.
It's too many. Too many levels.
Yeah, I'm on the planet with the Hammerlock's planet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did a couple of missions there, and that's sort of where I'm at. I have some cool weapons that I like. I got a flamethrower.
Hammerlock and his boyfriend are
they are fun. I like my flamethrower. Can't go wrong with that. And then, you know, I killed some big monsters. I killed a Tyrannosaurus Rex on that planet. That was sort of unexpected.
Uh-huh.
And here.
Shipwreck's so proud. Shipwreck's like the proud papa.
I am. Yeah, I knew Wombat would
like I
like
it
game.
A lot more like. Than Borderlands 2. Borderlands 2, for me, environmentally was very samey. This one, because of the different planets you go to, it has a little bit more variety in your landscape, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
The previous one, there was sections where you fought nothing but robots, and fighting robots in Borderlands I never found to be much fun as killing people in Borderlands. Because there's just...
Good news, Swombat, because there's hardly any robots.
I don't think I was the only person that also felt like it misses something. The humor and the aesthetic of the game lends itself to shooting guys in weird masks, not shooting robots that look like Maximilian from the Black Hole. Thank you.
They do add some robots because I think they realized they didn't have any robots. And so you do get some robots at some point, but there were like when Mrs. Shipwreck and I were playing it, we're like, where are the robots?
The robots were lame. Like, you could disagree with me.
I don't think they were all lame. And I think they put enough of them in here this time, but didn't overdo it. I think some of the robots are pretty funny, just how they walk and just the things they say and everything. But
Did you
deliver the coffee?
I don't.
God. That's the last time I played that game.
I honestly don't even remember.
Up the coffee shop?
I
remember.
I don't think I did.
It's one of the side missions.
It's a side mission.
I don't think I found that side mission yet.
Good.
Because I have no active side missions.
Be grateful.
I always make sure.
Oh, you're doing all the side missions too.
I have no active ones.
Look
currently.
At you.
So yeah. No. I've been clearing out my side missions, doing the stuff, totally like filling up my bag way too soon, and I can hold 31 items already.
Don't brag.
It's that balancing act of like, okay, so when do I like do a mass purge of these weapons? Like, what's the level? Like, okay, I'm now level 24, so anything that's lower than like level 22, I probably shouldn't even have on me, so I'm gonna sell all that. But I need to keep the something that has health regen because you want that. So, you know, it's the balancing act, and also you have to pay attention of like, okay, so I need something that's good against shields, something that's good against flesh, I need something that's good against armor. And you gotta, you know, be aware of what you have. So there is some strategy to item maintenance in the game. So I think this is the most Shipwreck has ever, the proudest Shipwreck has ever been of me, by the way, is me explaining the strategy of the mechanics of Borderlands.
Of Borderlands. Oh, give those designers some bonuses.
They did a good job. I won't argue with that. I've also have been playing a lot of Fortnite too. Those are the two. That's where I flip flop.
Sure.
New challenges came out today for Fortnite. The season was supposed to end yesterday, so I guess they cobbled together a bunch of new challenges, and each challenge now, instead of being done once, has to be done three times, and each time it gets progressively harder. Like you have to smash 3 gnomes. Okay, now smash 5 gnomes. Okay, now you got to smash 15 gnomes. And I'm like, this is insane. So, it is a lot of gnomes. Or, you know.
You heard about the new party mode that's coming?
Yep.
Oh, it is? Oh.
It's fine. It I mean, it? It's fine.
Is it a party? Are you going to go there with your fraternity brothers next
one
week?
One of my fraternity brothers asked if I would help his kid complete the challenges in Fortnite.
Oh, that's nice. So the big news this week in the world of video games, I guess, was the reveal of the next Assassin's Creed game. That's a big franchise.
I've heard of it.
People enjoy. Did you watch the trailer for Assassin's Creed Valhalla?
I did watch the full motion video that shows what the next game would be about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that. It looks like I would enjoy that.
They don't have to do much to make it good. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. They just have to make it.
They've got the formula
so
down.
Good.
The last one
don't
was so
screw
good.
With it too much. That's all they have to do. Don't screw with it too much.
Right.
You know, if they can't make it fun being a Viking rampaging through England and chopping people's heads off, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's good. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and says, saw Cheapy and Wombat talk about Assassin's Creed Odyssey recently. Should this be the Assassin's Creed to get me back into the series? Cheapy's praise of the protagonist got my attention. But, I mean, might as well wait for Valhalla.
I'm going to say Valhalla. Valhalla will be out until holiday season. No. You're stuck in the house. If you can find it on sale for a really good price, get it. Get it with all the DLC, which I never played, but you should. and go and crush it. Have a good time.
Counterpoint, though, is it's going to be too There's much no Assassin's Creed no, by no, the time no, the new no one comes thing. Out. No, you and won't. You're going to be burned out.
You know what? This is where you win in that situation. If you're burnt out on Assassin's Creed, then you're not buying Valhalla until that drops in price.
Got it.
So it's right. It's a win. Got all the answers. Win.
Got it. All right. What else?
I've been playing a lot of Tropico 6. I think that was on sale for, I don't know, it was like $15 or something on Amazon a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me a code for the new DLC called Spitter.
That's a weird name.
It's a pun on Twitter.
Oh.
So it's a llama version of Twitter instead of a bird. So it's all about, it adds a social media network into Tropico.
Okay.
And that is all framed around getting celebrities to come to your island to increase tourism.
Interesting.
So you can build new things like Betty Ford clinics and
celebrities come.
Yeah, and celebrities come.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean it's got the same kind of, I don't know, kind of dark humor that Tropico always has. If you haven't played any of Tropico 6, there is a lot going on in Tropico now. Like I know I played a lot of 3 and a lot of 4. And it's still like easy to get into, but like when you like pull up that wheel and like the menu wheel on, I'm playing it on Xbox 360.
The Xbox 360. Wow.
Sorry. Xbox One. Wow. I played a lot of it on Xbox 360 back in the day. Right. It's a mighty wheel that it's a wheel like where you go and select your first option on the wheel and then it opens up a second wheel and then there's other options.
I don't think I could handle that.
It's not too overwhelming because like a lot of it is like you could probably ignore it because you're like, I don't need to know everything that's going on here. But if you really wanted to get down into it, you could like deal in all of the minutiae that's in there.
Right.
But I think with the DLC, like it's all on one map. And so it's all mission based on one map. Which the maps are the big thing with Tropico 6 was multiple islands. So you're not all on one island anymore. You can connect different islands and have different ports on different islands and everything. I don't know. It's fun. It's enjoyable to just sit there and play Tropico 6. It's a very good game for the times that we live in.
Right.
It's very kind of chill.
All right, cool.
Yep. And I also got a code for a Switch game called Fledgling Heroes.
Okay.
Do you play as a bird?
You play as a bird.
Hey.
Good job. Thank you. This game is also out on Apple Arcade, but I got a code because it looked like something that Emmeline might like, and Okay. Oh my gosh, she cannot stop playing this game. It's essentially Flappy Bird, but more level based. So if Flappy Bird wasn't just endless, and you can get different birds that do different things, like some birds fly, some birds swim, that type of thing.
Right.
It's very like cute. It has good animation. It's got you can go in there and do a lot of like customization on your birds, like do color all the different parts of them and everything. So she's really into that. It also has level creation. So I enjoy playing it too. It's not the most in-depth thing, but it is challenging enough to keep me interested.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Also something, it's just a big list of things I've been playing with my kids here.
All
right. You're going to talk about this, huh?
Yeah. Power Rangers Battle for the Grid. Have you guys played this? It's on Game Pass.
I know it's on Game Pass. I have not played it. This is the Power Rangers fighting game?
It is. It's a terrible name for a fighting game because I thought this was going to be a strategy game or something.
Right, there's a grid. You think grid, you know. You don't think fighting game.
Oh, yeah, it's a fighting game. The grid, as I've come to learn in my quick education on Power Rangers over the last week, is kind of their version of dimensions, I guess. The different dimensions that connect all the different Power Rangers together.
Sure.
So it makes sense if you know anything about Power Rangers. Otherwise, you're going to think it's a strategy game. It's really good. It's surprisingly a good fighting game.
You need to get outside. You need this quarantine to end.
No, it's good. Right. I'm serious. Like,
Chip, remember when I was telling you people were complaining about your taste in movies?
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to get more emails.
Are we?
Yeah. You're discussing how great the Flappy Birds game was, followed by Power Rangers fighting.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
people are going to be in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a lot like Mortal Kombat base type of fighting. And you can call in the big robots and everything. It's good.
All right. You said it's on Game Pass.
It is. It's on Game Pass. I'm looking up the Metacritic to see if I'm crazy here or not.
I think you are. I'm going to say it's going to be, wait, I'm going to guess, 58. That's my guess for Metacritic.
Did I get the name of it wrong? What is the name of this thing?
No wonder why you didn't like the name. You thought the name was dumb. It's not called that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I got the name of this thing wrong. Power Rangers Fighting Game. That's what they should have just called it.
Right.
Well, while you look that up, I could talk about a game that I've been playing that came out for consoles this week that we didn't talk about new releases from Zen, the makers of Zen Pinball, and one of my favorite games of last year, Operencia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dread Nautical.
Okay.
Which is a turn-based roguelike RPG that takes place on a cruise ship overrun by zombies.
Interesting.
It was on Apple Arcade, and I did check it out when it was on Apple Arcade, when I had it before I got rid of Apple Arcade. And what turned me off from the game there was I wasn't a big fan of the controls, because it was all, you know, I don't like Apple controls.
Right.
So I was excited to check it out with a control, like a, you know, an Xbox controller. And it definitely makes a difference. And it is definitely a weird game. The art style takes a little getting used to because it is sort of blocky. But it is an interesting concept and aesthetic. And if it's something that, you know, if that kind of game is what you're into, or, you know, a roguelike RPG that takes place on a cruise ship, I mean, it's definitely worth checking out. You know, I would say it's like a perfect Game Pass game, but it's not on Game Pass. So.
Right.
That reminds me, did you ever try Knights of Pen and Paper?
I did, but I couldn't really get into it. But I didn't give it a fair chance. It's one of those situations where I loaded it up a couple times, and I was just like, eh. And then someone wrote on Twitter that I should really play the first one first because it's better. So,
I didn't even play I went straight to the second one because I was told the second one is better, but whatever.
They said that, it was different developers or something. I don't know. So I'm going to play neither. How's that?
Sounds like a plan, I guess.
Let's move on to Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
They announced they're going to demo the Xbox Series X on May 7th. And sounds like they're probably going to be showing the new Assassin's Creed game that we were just talking about. Looks like they have some marketing deal. I think on the trailer that we watched, it showed the Xbox logo, right?
Yep, mm-hmm, yep. And they're also doing the special special delivery. Is that what you?
I think that's what it's called. Name?
Is that what it's called?
It's called special delivery, and gets you the best version. No, it's not called special delivery. It's called smart delivery.
There you go. So here's my dumb question about smart delivery. And maybe you know the answer.
I do.
So let's say I bought Assassin's Creed Valhalla on disc.
Right.
So what happens to what do I just put the disc into my Xbox One X or whatever it's called? Series X. So I put my Xbox One disc into my Series X console. And then it downloads the full game, but I can only play the newer version of the full game with that old disc in?
Shipwreck?
I have not looked into this yet.
With a digital copy, I get it. It's
the digital copy makes sense.
You own the digital license. So, yeah, here you go. Enjoy your shiny.
I mean, what you're saying could be accomplished. So, sure.
I assume you'd have to put the disc in.
Yeah, you'd have to put the disc
in. And it would just be like, oh, this is for this game. But now you have to download the whole thing.
That's not that unusual.
No, it's not that unusual. I'm just saying. But I'm assuming that's how it's going to work, right?
Yeah. Could be.
It works with discs is really where I'm going with this.
It does?
I don't know.
That's what he's asking.
That's what I'm asking. Like, do we know, is this like a digital only thing? Or is this a disc and digital thing?
I wish I knew. I have not, it's not real enough yet for me to know that. Like, I figure once it comes out, then I'll know that.
Hopefully before it comes out, we'll know that. But who knows?
I think yes. To be honest, I think it's gonna.
I think yes. Also,
trying to say that it's true backwards compatibility and forwards compatibility. And I think that's, you know, a really big selling point over Sony if they don't offer the same thing. I mean, that's huge. Like if you buy the Assassin's Creed or
Cyberpunk,
whatever other games support this. Did Cyberpunk say they're gonna do it?
Yeah. So. I'm just looking at the Assassin's Creed Valhalla listing on Best Buy, and it says that it does leverage the smart delivery technology, and it's for the physical version. So, yeah, that makes sense. You just stick the disc in, it would see that you own it, and then get you the updated version.
Okay, just you know, it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense to you. It makes sense to me. I just wanted to confirm it. I don't think that makes me insane.
No, it doesn't.
It's not about this.
I'm actually surprised that they're doing that.
Yeah.
It's a great deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really hope they don't screw this up. Both Microsoft and Assassin's Creed. I really hope they don't screw it up.
How could they screw it up?
I don't know. I feel like they can. You know what? Far Cry...
But how?
I don't know. I mean, Far Cry 5... It's not that Far Cry 5 was bad, but it wasn't as good as I feel like it could have been.
Right,
I didn't like that game very much.
Exactly. See, but Far Cry 4 is pretty excellent. So was Far Cry 3.
Hmm. You got me back with Far Cry 3.
Yeah, Far Cry 3 was the best one.
Yeah,
but you know it's there's always a way. It's made by the people. So I saw this somewhere. So Valhalla is being made by the team that made Origins, not by the team that made Odyssey. Not that Origins was bad. It's very good also.
Right.
But, you know, it's a different team. You never know.
All right.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I want it to be amazing. Be amazing.
While we're talking about Microsoft, I was playing another Game Pass game called Deliver Us the Moon. Do you know about that game?
Isn't that like a survival game?
Not a survival game. It's one of these like short adventure games, investigative adventure games.
Okay.
You know, basically, it's really cool. It's on Game Pass. The story seems pretty cool. You have to go to the moon to investigate. The moon becomes our power source in the future because we've exhausted all the resources on Earth. And then at some point...
So it's an Earth that didn't have a pandemic where nature took over.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Slightly different. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like, just like the moon base stops sending power and you have to go investigate and see what happened. It's cool. You basically, you do a lot of floating in zero gravity and trying to fly through the tubes, but I'm not sure like they've nailed the controls on that. It's can be a little frustrating when you're trying to turn around in zero gravity.
You're not selling me on this.
Yeah, I don't know, but you can check it out. I think it's worth... It's only
this
6 hours.
Like lunar lander, but
No. You're flying. Like you're a person. You're not. I mean, when I say you're flying, I mean you're floating. Yeah.
Yes, but sounds like it controls like lunar lander.
I think you should check it out if you get bored. It's on Game Pass. It's interesting, and we only played maybe 45 minutes. We got to the moon, and we did some investigating.
Okay, good.
So I'll let you know if I go back to it. But it seems interesting. Let's move on to Sony. We've reached the point in the quarantine now where I've busted out the PlayStation VR and I bought the ping pong game, the serious ping pong game called Racket Fury.
And?
It's actually a really good simulation of ping pong. My only complaint is, like, I have a hard time because the hand controller is very thick. It's thicker than a ping pong paddle handle. So when you're trying to change your grip on it, it's difficult because you want to, you know, you change your grip a lot in ping pong, adjusting the angles and stuff. It's difficult when it's that thick. Wombat, you know, you've had experience handling thick things.
Oh, ha ha ha!
Penis joke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool. You basically play against a robot and you have to beat the robot. There's not much to it other than the actual ping pong game and getting to choose cool environments to play ping pong in. There's like no mini games. There's basically you can just hit with the robot or you can play a game with a robot.
Robot.
And try to win the championship. They did a pretty good job. The biggest problem, and it makes me really want to get an Oculus Quest because the game is so good, but it's really held back by the fact you've got this big cable going down your back and that you wind up stepping on the cable when you try to move around. Like, I'd love to play this in my backyard or just in a room that has, like, in the middle of my living room or something and not have to worry about cables. But you can't find an Oculus Quest anywhere. It's been sold out for months. I mean, you can find it if you want to spend $150 over MSRP, but I don't. And I've also been playing Beat Saber, which I'd also much rather play on an Oculus Quest because you can put any song you want now into Beat Saber. There's a website that has an AI program where you just load in. You just give them a YouTube link, and it converts any song into a good level. And so that seems pretty good to me. What else we got here? The stadium. Went to the stadium. They made an announcement.
Why do you bring that up?
Had a big announcement this week.
Yeah, they had a big press conference.
Yep. Do you remember what they announced? PUBG.
Okay, that was one thing.
I remembered. Yep. And yeah, some other things that don't matter. That won't make any difference.
They announced that Wave game is, what is that called?
We saw that at E3.
Yeah, it's good. It's the Tony Hawk Ski-Doo game. Why am I forgetting the name of that game?
Wave Runner? Wave Game Skateboarding. Think that'll find it?
I think Wave and Stadia probably be my best guess.
Wave Break.
Wave Break, yep. Wave and Stadia. Yep.
That's Carlos's game, right?
It is. That's a good game, and that's coming first to Stadia. So.
Oh, cool. They got some Stadia money?
They did get that. Yeah, that was the nice. What we were taking away from that was like, yes.
Oh, I'm sending Carlos a message right now. Congrats on that Stadia $. Okay.
Good. Yep. So that's good for them. I'm looking forward to play that game when it's not on Stadia.
Right. this is not for us to talk about this week. We talked about that already. Let's move on. I think we're ready for the keg bag.
Woohoo! Tear apart.
Yes, I'm sweating now. So, this is from @Scubbish. He asks us for recommendations for games with a positive vibe to get us through the pandemic.
I had recommended Knights of Pen and Paper, even though Chibi doesn't like it. But that game is cute and fun.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said I didn't give it a fair chance.
You're a jerk. And I also recommend.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a jerk.
Yes. You know what? Fortnite. Fortnite's colorful. Can't go wrong with that. And Borderlands 3 is colorful too, right, Chip?
Positive vibe is not the same thing as colorful.
Yeah.
It's positive.
I would say Streets of Rage is pretty... That's a good vibe in that game. The music, For sure. And totally rad delivery service and or moving out. Have good vibes. But
totally reliable delivery service.
What did I say? Rad?
Yep.
I would say, like, in terms of like just quality straight up, that Streets of Rage game is, it's pretty good. It's pretty good to look at. Wait, is that all the questions we got here? Oh, no, here's one more. At I Am Nick Pedro writes in, this is for you, Shipwreck, so pay attention.
Okay.
I just bought the mini Neo Geo arcade console loaded with 40 games for $30 on Amazon. Anyone else pulling the trigger at that price? Shipwreck.
I looked at it for a while yesterday because I already own one of these things.
Right.
But I owned it in a different color.
Okay. But so, now it's so cheap. Is it already sold out? It's already sold out.
I'm sure it's sold out by now because $30 was so cheap.
Right.
But I could not convince myself to pull the trigger for a different color of this because it did take me a while, though. I was like comparing game for game to make sure that they all had the same games on them. And they did. Mine is just red, white, and blue. And this one was the blue and white one.
But, just paint it.
Well, I already had one. I'm fine with the one I have.
Right. I'm saying you can paint it a different color.
I could. I was just...
Skins? They sell skins?
Well, they sell different versions of these that have different games on them.
I see. Oh, right. Okay.
So there's like there's ones that have like the Japanese versions of the games on them.
Right.
But no, $30, I think that's a great purchase for one of these little Neo Geo arcades. No? You don't think so?
What? That what?
You don't think that the $30? You sounded skeptical.
No, they're not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have any left. I think that was the...
they had been... they had been creeping down in price for a while.
Right. They had enough of that shit.
Right. They're like,
get them out of the warehouse. Yep. Make room for some masks or something. Something, yeah. All right. Is that it? That's it. That's it. Well, let's remind everybody that listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/CAG. And also, you know, follow us, whatever. You know where to follow us. Wombat, plug something. Where are you going to be next week?
Here.
Okay, Wombat's going to be there next week.
Stay all tuned. Because I'll still be here.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. And the big birthday is coming up.
Yep. Did you know that the new Call of Duty is on sale on Xbox Live?
How much?
I think it's like $45 or something like that.
Oh, are you hitting me up for a birthday present?
I was just throwing out information.
Maybe I already bought you a birthday present.
No, you didn't.
I'm just saying maybe I did.
Maybe.
You don't know. But maybe I did. Maybe it's in my boiler room right now.
Oh, that's exciting.
But maybe that's just a dead mouse.
Maybe that's my birthday present.
We do
to which mice. I would also say, thank you for the thoughtful gift. I will add it to my dead mice collection. I didn't know how you knew I had one.
Yes, I figured. I figured you'd enjoy.
Yes, my not highly publicized dead mouse collection.
Gross. Yeah, so that's, yeah. Look forward to your dead mouse coming up from this weekend.
Exciting.
And I think that's it.
Cool. It's
time for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Yeah. Listeners of our show can redeem their Harry's trial set.
I said that already. Where were you?
Harry's.com/cash.
I said that. How many times I got to say it? That's already even a freebie. We don't even need to say that. I just say that because...
Just making sure you said it at the end.
I said it at the end, but that's just added value anyway.
Oh, bread's done.
By the way, listeners of our show...
Cheap ass gamer. I saw this man on Twitter post best $10 I've ever spent. Now I'm going to make it the bestest $10 he's ever spent. Let's go.
Made a stone. I was out there seeking after. Dragon Ball.
Sorry. No, don't play cool, dude. Play it cool. Holy shit. Fucking. Sorry, excuse me. Oh no, fuck, another 5 minutes. Someone's hacked his account. Oh my god. Would you like some of my Chipotle, please? Oh my.